Public Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Abroad, there were some who admired the way this new Germany stood up for herself.
In America, we've had many reports against your new government, and in most cases, this has caused hasty demonstrations everywhere. I can now say to you that the American people today realize that these stories are untrue and without foundation. I find that there's a new, fresh vitality here in Germany under your great leader and Chancellor Adolf Hitler, of whom I'm a great admirer. The new Germany will live, for you have the best centralized government in the world today.
It's hard to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen. But it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it.
Anyway, welcome back, everyone. You're listening to On Frequency with Keith Rogers here. Just coming into the second hour here. You know, I really feel sorry for a lot of Americans here, because I don't know if it's just that they're... What are you doing? Goofing with me, Kenneth? Anyway, if it's just because they're so distracted or what, but I have some news for the economy coming up here, but what's interesting about that is, like, over in Berlin right now, and this article is from Reuters, where thousands of people over in Berlin, and if you saw the photos there, you'd realize that it was thousands of people over in Berlin who have taken to the streets over there on Saturday to vent the anger over the surging rents and demand that the landlords that are buying up massive apartment buildings and stuff, some of them owning over 3,000 apartments, and a lot of them involve about 200,000 different apartments that have been sold off to these big private landowners, which they blame for changing the so-called character of the city. And remember, in Germany, they have been making people give up their homes, also in Sweden, too, to immigrants. Anyway, these activists have started out collecting signature for a ballot proposal that would require the city to take back properties from any landlord that owns more than 3,000 apartments. It probably should have been less, but you know the old saying is, where there's war, there's profit and stuff like that. Excuse me. But, and the poll suggests that such a measure could pass, forcing the city to consider spending billions of euros buying privatized housing back. And with the economy as bad as it is and people suffering to have housing, you can imagine what it is with such high rent. And these demonstrators, they marched to the city center under this giant model shark, which I think was probably appropriate. And the banners read, "Against rent sharks and speculators." And we see that no matter where you're at. If there's any time of a crisis, like when I mentioned there with the Hurricane Harvey there, and they were selling those cases of water, what I can buy for $3.99 at my store here locally for anywhere from $49 up. I mean, that's just how people are. I just don't understand how people have gotten that so far off the beaten path, I guess you call it, as Steve would call it. But anyway, they go on to say that they've had bad experiences with property companies for years. I mean, this is just something that keeps growing. And that's like here in America, you know, where meanwhile the cost of housing is going up here, and of course you're having to, which is making, you know, someone's place unaffordable. That's why we see these students with their massive loans and stuff moving back in with their parents. 30% of the students are doing that, living with their folks, as well as their own interest on their credit cards where they maxed it out. And instead of putting, say, tuition loan money towards schooling and stuff, they went out and partied hardy. That's why you see these massive beach parties and stuff. It's because they don't really teach economics nowadays. But Americans by the millions are living in cardboard boxes or tent cities and are more distracted today with the fondling idea of cutting off their genitals. It's just like you hear a dial tone. It's like, don't people understand what's going on? And in lieu of that, insulin has become so expensive that many, as in 1 in 4 people with diabetes, are now skipping life-saving doses. And also, I heard in Germany that people recently got furious when the government suggested that they will raise the doctor's visit price by a few euros. Then the government gave up on that. In America, people are totally pacified, and it's not no coincidence. And, of course, the old saying is, if you're sick, you'll go to the doctor regardless. They'll just charge you what they want. That's why you always see a hospital adding on a new wing, a new wing, a new wing. But the quality of care sucks. Believe me, I know. 2 years of this BS. But it must be really gratifying for Americans to assist in raising funds to get politicians on the ballot. And I laugh at this when I see this. And then to see them same-sponsored corporate shills now eating lobster or out on some ocean cruise, flittering from state to state like a drunken insect at some light source, kicking up a little dust to warm themselves along among their constituents, you know. I mean, then they watch as yet another person they helped elect do absolutely nothing while in office. Then hear of them saying that of those same poor politicians that they're staying the week at their vacation home, or they're off to Paris, Germany, Mar-a-Lago, and some other location. Like that weirdo Cortez. God, she needs therapy. But anyway, remember right before her so-called entry into Washington there, which I call Washington, W-A-R, Washington, that she couldn't afford a place to in Washington to get an apartment there before her new job in Congress started. And, of course, now she's recently moved into a luxury apartment complex in Washington, D.C. there with her partner. And a GoFundMe page was set up, but it was stopped at $50, which I kind of laugh at that. But now this goes to show you the crux of the inequality between the constituents and the politicians. By 2020, she'll be worth over $100,000. And by 2028, she'll be worth $1 million. They're not there to represent us. And, of course, remember all these green deals and stuff that she's trying to push. It just, I mean, people just don't understand what's going on. Anyway, got a caller here, John in Austin. Good evening, John. I hope you're having a good night.
Hello, Keith. You all right, mate?
Yeah, you sound great.
Good man. Yeah, listen, I've got to share this with you. I'm going for a hernia operation in the morning.
And, I feel sorry for you.
Well, you know, I think I saw the surgeon a few weeks ago. My GP referred me, so I went and had a consultation with him, and he gave me some paperwork when I was leaving his office. So this week I've been on a pretty strict diet, you know, and I was just sitting here earlier, and I just happened to grab the folder and flick through the papers. I hadn't read it all. And here I come on this page, and it's the post-op diet instructions. And I'm looking at the first week. I'm not allowed to eat anything. Fluids only. And I thought, oh, my God. Why the hell didn't I read this earlier?
I didn't get any of that on mine.
No?
No special instructions or anything like that, except for not having anything to drink. I think it was 8 hours before the surgery there. But remember, though, they gave me basically 4 surgeries at once. They replaced the spinal cord stimulator in my butt cheek, and then they repaired a hernia mesh screen type of thing for the gallbladder taken out 2 or 3 years before that, which had like a golf ball sticking out of my center of my abdomen there.
And yeah, then, that's what I've got. I've got this big lump that looks like a tennis ball in my stomach.
Yeah. So anyway, then, and I didn't think I needed a hernia surgery. I had another little issue there, which was what they called a cyst at the time. And so I was talked into this hernia surgery, and I said, well, if you're down there, then can you at least look at that? And, of course, since then, I hate to scare you around like that, I have had so many nerve blocks trying to kill this pain I've had basically the manhood, I guess we'd call it. It feels like it had a stroke. I had skin hanging off, and I don't have skin, if you know what I mean. But and now I've been going through these bilateral sperm cord type of reduction things to stop the pain in my testicles there from whatever nerves they hit. And then I was told the last time I have an appointment on the 24th to do the other side, which they didn't do the first time because they didn't have the right equipment. I mean, anyway. So now I was told there that the next option is to have a morphine pump put inside my stomach there. And I'm going, oh, that's great. I already got the spinal cord stimulator. Now I'm supposed to have a morphine pump.
Mm.
But I should have been like, if I would have had the money, I could have been like Senator Rand Paul. Remember, he went up into Canada and had his surgery done. He was right back to work.
Yeah. Well, they're about, remember the day they had the ceremony for the moving the American embassy to Jerusalem?
Yeah.
I'm a big fan supporter of the Palestinian cause. And I was sitting here watching that on my computer one day. I was sitting here listening to Mike Rivero, and this post came up on my computer screen. It was like a split screen thing. There was footage of that ceremony in Jerusalem on one side of the screen, and on the other side of the screen was footage of them being shot at the fence down there in Gaza. And the next thing I know is I passed out, and I came to, and anyway, cut a long story short, what had happened was I had a pacemaker put in a few days later because something had... I remember checking my blood pressure because I've got one of those little cuffs here at home and it was off the charts. But the reason I'm telling you this is the bill for that, and of course I couldn't pay it. I think my insurance covered some of it, but certainly not all of it. But the bill for that was $125,000. Now for that, I could have flown first class on an airplane home to Britain and stayed in a first-class hotel and been operated on for free, and then I could maybe have taken some Mediterranean holidays on my way back here. It's just absolutely ridiculous. So I don't know how much this one's going to be.
Well, that's quite a bit. And then, like, I don't know if they told you this or not. I didn't know that. They told me there'd be some localized bruising. And I thought, well, okay, that's fine. You know, you cut into someone's skin, it's going to bruise, you know. Well, I didn't bruise where the cuts were, and I'm having problems where those mesh screens are. When I bend over, it feels like cardboard scrunching inside my right side of my groin anyway. But,
oh, for God's sake.
But the boys were solid black and blue for 2 months. And talk about pain.
Wow.
So that was a localized bruising. And then, like I say, I've had these... I had that study, that 97% pure alcohol injected in my left side of my groin there to allegedly burn the nerve, and that's what's made everything worse. I mean, I'm in pain, and I'm so sick and tired of this.
Yeah, I heard you saying that earlier. Yeah, I don't know. I was a bit upset about this when I first heard I was having it. I thought, you know, do I really need to go through with this? And I thought, well... You know, I'm no spring chicken. I'll be 69 in a couple of months, so it's all gone to hell.
Well, I can tell you, John, is this. When I was younger, there was different means of getting screwed over in foreplay than having someone play with your junk than that to the way they're doing with me.
There you go. Well, listen, here, I've got a wee joke for you, then I'll get off in case you get any other callers. What's the difference between... What's the difference between me and Albert Einstein?
I assume I'm supposed to say intelligence or something like that.
No, he's got a PhD in physics. I got a PhD in the toilet.
There you go. And at your age, it's probably multiple times, right?
No, not too bad, actually. Not too bad. All right, mate. Nice talking to you. All the best.
All right. Thanks for calling. It's always good to hear from you. I love the British tint to it. It's like when I have Ian Schilling call in. I love that British accent, you know. Anyway, my bestie there. Anyway, we'll get back to some news here. Let me check over here, see if I missed anything on the chat room here. Not just Art out there yakking away. You know what gets me is I had to reply to a tweet that Haaretz.com had put out. And the title of the tweet was Opinion: Germany still owes Israel $19 billion for the Holocaust. And so my two cents was, with Israeli arms sales to Myanmar, Rwanda, the genocide, the Guatemalan genocide, Honduras, Latin America, South Africa, the list goes on. Will they be paying anyone for those Holocausts? When you watch over in Myanmar, as Israel funded that junta over there, of them setting tires on fire, actually putting the tires around young 12, 13-year-old boys, and then putting some kind of an accelerant on, and then lighting those tires on fire, and watching those boys writhe to death as they burned, you know, like, you know, these videos were live on Twitter, you know. I mean, I guess it means nothing. Anyway, I'm going to start this next thing here. Let me check, see if I get any calls first. Nope. Okay, I'm going to start this next thing here, and it's going to be a little bit lengthy here, but I want you to bear with me here because it's interesting. So, vacancies at U.S. shopping centers have hit the highest level in 8 years as e-commerce revolution and recent collapse of debt-laden private equity-backed chains begin to ripple through the commercial property market. And the latest signs that stress is developing in the brick-and-mortar retail. The new figures from data provided to Reis is an arm of the Moody's analysis type things of where they track all this, shows that a 9.3% of units in shopping malls lay empty at the end of March, a tenth more than last year. And that article's on FT.com. And I got two more minutes here. So in lieu of that, I'm going to read you something here. Payless Shoe Stores accounts for the largest number of closings. The company is shutting down 2,500 stores. Gymboree Group Inc. is also announced it will be shutting down about 800 Gymboree and Crazy 8 stores throughout the U.S. and Canada. Charlotte Russe is confirmed the entire chain, encompassing more than 500 nationwide stores, will close. Discount retailer Dollar Tree says that it will be shuttering as many as 390 Family Dollar stores this year. Shopko will be closing almost 70% of its branches by mid-May, Shopko's announced, and that's closing is for good. Gap has announced it will shutter almost 230 of its namesake stores. H&M, a lot of these I've never heard of, may not be the mall staple it once used to be after this year. It will close 160 stores in 2019. Starbucks is permanently shutting down 150 underperforming stores this year. The Children's Place has previously announced its intention to close 300 underperforming stores by 2020. Bad news for cyclists also. One of the nation's largest bike retailers is shut down for good. All 104 locations of this performance bicycle has been shuttered. Sears Holding, which holds both of its namesake store and Kmart, revealed it would close approximately 89 stores by March. Lowe's has already announced it's closing 51 underperforming stores, 20 in the U.S. and 31 in Canada this year. Vera Bradley is thinking about its own business strategy, and the brand will be setting up various different options in retail and stuff, but plans to close 50 of its 110 locations by 2021. Abercrombie & Finch plans to close up to 50 of its 110 locations. Sorry, my screen jumped on me. Up to Abercrombie & Finch plans to close up to 40 stores by next February, the majority of which are located in the United States. Christopher & Banks plans to close 30 to 40 stores over the course of the next 2 years. Victoria's Secret closed 30 stores in 2018, and more closures are coming this year. All two dozens of this Henry Bendel stores nationwide will be closed early in 2019. Chico's recently confirmed it will be closing 250 locations over the next 3 years. And this list goes on. So if you hang on, we'll be right back. 1-800-313-9443. Stay tuned. It's on Talk Radio. Double Talk is all you
get. And you wanna... Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
All right, welcome back, everyone. I was just chatting with Kenneth there for a second there. As I was mentioning there, Lowe's is now going to also close 51 underperforming stores, 21, as I said, in the U.S. and 31 in Canada this year. Vera Bradley is rethinking its business strategy. And this, again, is back to this brick-and-mortar stores. The list goes on. I mean, where are we at? ELF Cosmetics is also ditching its brick-and-mortar stores to focus on its digital presence. That means it's going to close all 22 of its locations by the end of March. JCPenney announced its plans to close 18 of its department stores this year and also will shutter 9 of its furniture stores, bringing the total closures up to 27. Z Gallery is also among the many retailers to file bankruptcy in the recent months. The chain is reportedly hoping to find a buyer that can help keep the company in business. This darn computer jumps on me every once in a while. In the meantime, it will be closing 17 stores. Destination Maternity Corporation is seeking a retail presence, but the store will still close between 42 and 67 locations by the end of the year. Beauty Brands announced the impending closure of 25 stores. UNESCO LLC purchased 176 stores from a longtime retailer. And at the time of the bankruptcy, the chain had already closed 450 locations, meaning that over 250 stores won't stay open. To counteract the loss, this Senia retail company plans to close hundreds of locations across all of its brands, which is about 667 stores that are targeted for closure overall, with 400 of those expected to be shuttered by July of 2019. Southeastern Grocers, which oversees markets like Bylow stores, Winn-Dixie, and Harvey's, announced plans to close 22 stores on or before March 25th, and as many as 10 more Lord & Taylor stores are expected to close through 2019, and then the Foot Locker, Inc. will also close 165 stores this year. Macy's is shuttering 8 stores in 2019. J. Crew can't seem to stay out of the headlines after losing the CEO at the end of 2018. The brand started off the new year by closing 6 more stores in January. Kohl's is closing 4 stores that either are based in or closed to the malls this year. And that article goes on a little bit more, but that comes from the Delight.com website there. And that was actually a link from Yahoo News there. timing. Montana News. Sex between educators and students, regardless of age, would be banned under a bill endorsed Friday by the Montana Senate. And any parent would sit here saying, you mean you have to tell people that you can't do that? Laurel CHS, Inc., which is another refinery here in Montana, has been allowed to exceed state water quality standards for arsenic releases into the Yellowstone River, and it won't have to meet them until 2022 after it builds a new wastewater treatment system. Is that the definition of fascism or what? And of course, who cares who's downstream or has wells and stuff along the Yellowstone River, or if elk or anything like that, or I mean, just. And in Livingston, this is kind of a sad news here, because I always I like law enforcement here in Montana. So anyway, one person was killed and a sheriff's deputy was hospitalized after a head-on collision late Friday night just south of Livingston there, according to their local sheriff's office in Park County there. Someone had crossed the median and drove head-on into this patrol officer there. Anyway, they're looking more into that. But as far as this kid stuff and teachers and stuff, I'm finally glad they're getting around to that minor issue, pardon the pun there. And a TV commercial for Acura Automobiles is featuring Sympathy for the Devil on the soundtrack. Satan is emerging in public in our civic life without even a hint of controversy. Arthur C. Clarke foretold this childhood's end. You know, I can't believe what we see going on today. It's like I say, people have lost all moral sense. But anyway, Fred, I'll go ahead and pick you up over there in Iowa there, and I'll just carry you through the commercial here. But good to hear you, Fred. I'm glad you called in. How are you doing tonight?
Kind of tired and not real sharp tonight. Anyhow, Keith, how am I coming over? Am I coming over loud on the air?
I wouldn't trade you for a whole box carload of W6 ham operators.
Hey, I'm going to get through to you on the ham someday, pretty quick, on the ham radio.
By the way, W6 is California preference, okay?
Okay. 4 years, February the 5th was my 4th year on RVN. I've had, well, 3 objectives, but one major objective, it has never changed. And I've had static, short chain, short shrift, derogatory remarks, and all that.
Uh-huh.
But my objective has been to expose the first and second beast of Revelation,
right,
and the mark of the beast. And in this 4 years, I have yet to talk to any host or listen to any caller that knows or names the first beast or the second beast or the mark of the first beast. Now, I know there's people out there that know, but we're in short time, and this has to be covered. And you've covered a lot today and about credit cards and banking and digital money system. Well, that'll make it how we can buy or sell. So,
right.
The powers that are, and I know who the head of the power that are. Okay, that
well,
whole main of. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, that's why this Belt Road Initiative and Israel being so tied to that, as well as to this biometrics and China. I mean, we were warned clear back in the 60s. I have a penmanship from two of my books that my great uncle wrote about the, you know, not only did he notice it, but it's the communist agenda here. And this is this democratic, communist, socialist agenda that they're pushing. And Trump's right on with it. You know, it's like it's all smoke and mirrors.
Well, that's what we've all been led to think and believe. But a dictatorship, a tyrant, whatever you call it, is a dictatorship.
Right.
And there's a saying that goes around all the time that all wars are bankers' wars. Well, I would not agree with that. All wars are religious wars.
Yeah, they're tribal wars.
Right. But the whole major war on Earth today, and as it's practically always been, is a religious war. And who gets to be worshipped? And there's two factions. I don't know when the break's going to come up. I'll keep talking here. But I'll ask you a question, and I'm going to really be doing it. I'm pulling all the stops now. Time is too short to hide in cowardice or
right.
Be afraid of ostracism or, you know, humiliation or whatever. You know, man up. The question to you is, peace, as you understand it, to the degree of your understanding, can man or men change the law of God, the Ten Commandments? That's my question to you.
Well, you raise a good point there, but remember, Christ did away with the old Mosaic law, and he issued the two greater commandments of love. And that's what we're supposed to be bound by, because if you love thy neighbor or love God and stuff, you wouldn't be out there oppressing your fellow mankind and stuff. And that's where people lose that. I mean, as Patty and I have talked, you know, with the Hebrews, 600 and some odd laws, they couldn't abide by that, so it was brought down to 10. And then, of course, then they bartered with Christ for the best one of the 10. And then that's where Christ gave him two greater commandments and said that the entire law hinged upon those as well as the prophets would, you know. And that's where I see this dying apathy or some. I mean, it's like watching Americans sit here on a tailgate enjoying a football game, knowing that the government is out there blowing someone up who doesn't have that opportunity anymore. I mean, it's just ridiculous. And they don't care until it happens to them, like a gay nightclub shot up, a school, whatever, you know. The morality is gone, but, you know, the Bible warns about that apathy where it would kick in towards the last days.
Well, you've got a lot of things correct, but you've got a few things wrong, and the ones that are wrong are really major. All Christ done away with was the ceremonial laws. I mean, like, if you walked over 7 fur lines or whatever, or the Pharisees said if you had lint in your pocket, you were working, and the feast days, they were gotten rid of. The Ten Commandments will never, 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 never be stopped. Christ is the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow. He does not change. God does not change.
That's right.
So the Ten Commandment laws will never change. We'll have them in heaven, people that get there. And is this break coming up?
No, we're okay. The important thing there, Fred, is remember, you know, that, and a lot of people keep forgetting this. They keep talking about raptures and all this stuff. Like, you know, remember, like this BS about Jerusalem and stuff. Christ said that his kingdom's no part of this world, and also that the new Jerusalem would come from heaven. I mean, it's not an earthly based kingdom. That's where they went wrong in the book of Kings, where they refused to walk by faith. They had to have something by sight, and they demanded that God allow them to appoint rulers over themselves, and that's where we see this. And from that, we have all these archaeological things, statues, all this stuff about what man has done, but nothing has been. What's God done? They don't even recognize God. And I've got two stories coming up on that.
They followed other gods, and every time Judah, or as they're called today, the Jews, followed after other gods, God warned them, and then he brought them down. And I heard the other day, it's because the vast majority of people are so ignorant of what's the Bible. And there's a reason for that, because it has been changed by man, and Christians have been so brainwashed that they don't know. But,
Fred, can I give you go ahead.
Well, I haven't got my important thing out yet.
Oh, well,
and
ahead,
I know it's going to take time. And I know it's going to take time, but I'm going to be on the air for until they kill me or whatever, and I'm going to try my best not to be offensive and come on strong. And you must know that I respect you, I admire you, and but if I live up there in Montana, I love you too. And God damn it, I mean what I say.
Well, you can come over to the house and have coffee by the wood stove anytime you wanted.
By God, man, you don't let us amaze you. That may happen. But
I got two stories for you, though, Fred. You want to hear them?
Yeah, go ahead.
They're religious speaking, okay? So right now, there is a video. I could have had Kenneth play it, but I'm going to omit it here. But the Pope just said that Jesus was a failure on the cross. And he emphasized, humanly speaking, of course, i.e. according to how the world judges success or failure, but who we believe know the truth about that. The fact is that his job is, if he views the world as the same as futile. I mean, here's a Pope saying that Christ was a failure, you know. And now he comes out and says that God wants Catholic and Muslims fraternity. So they're mixing of the churches. This is that new world order, the new religion, and this is where they're the dividing of the wheat and the chaff, you know.
Climate change, put that in your mind. MGBD, whatever that is, same-sex marriage, The Pope okayed all that. I can talk until the end of the show, but here's the main point I want to get out today. No man can change the law of God. No man.
That's right.
Nobody. Okay. Catholic Record, London, Ontario, September the 1st, 1923, Sunday, is our mark. Sunday is our mark of authority. The church is above the Bible, and
no,
this transference of Sabbath observance is proof of that fact. Now, think about what I said. Let that soak in. All you listeners, think about it. Mull it over. Think about it. And it says in the Word, the Bible, he will seek to change laws and times. And in a later show, I'll cover that.
All right, yeah, sounds good there, Fred, because I got two more callers online here. But I think the important thing to remember is that, like the Bible says, let God be found true, though every man be called a liar, or found a liar, you know.
Right.
I do have other calls here, okay?
Yeah, I bet I know who's coming on. Okay, thank you. Bye.
All right, my best to you. Thanks for calling in. Bob in Colorado. Good evening, Bob.
Hi, Keith. First time I've ever called in, and I listen to you every weekend. Like most of your talk show hosts, I listen 24/7, and I can't thank you guys enough for what you do. Yeah. But I want to read something real quick, and then I'll listen to you offline. And this is what I want to quote. And if people can't understand this, whether you're Catholic, whether you're Greek, I don't care who you are, it specifically says in Matthew 5:17-19, do not think that I came to destroy the law, the Torah, or the prophets. I did not come to destroy, but to fulfill. For
that's
I surely
right.
I say to you, till heaven and earth pass away, not one jot or one tittle would change. And then, in the little commentary, it says, and how did Yeshua fulfill the Torah? In two ways. He fulfilled it, the legal requirement of being perfectly in line with the Torah, which nobody on earth can do because we're sinful. He was not. And he fulfilled the prophetic implications of the ceremonial aspects of the Torah. He was our sin. We don't have to cut the cows and goats and sheep and everything
right.
apart anymore. He was our blood sacrifice. Thank you, Keith. This was an incredible show so far. I can't wait to listen offline. Thank you.
All
God
right.
bless you.
Right, yeah.
In the name
Thank
of Yeshua.
You, Bob, for calling in there. Yeah. You know, that's the problem that nowadays is, you know, God never changes. You know, even, like I say, if you watch that Israeli News Live on YouTube there's some darn good videos there. This is the reading and comparing scriptures with what I guess you call it between what's being taught over in Israel and what's being taught through Christianity. And the guy's got a pretty good grip on what's going on here. But we're back to the same thing. God's not a real estate agent. There's no special land. I mean, we're all from the same, you know, Adam and Eve. And this tribal warfare, as we were speaking about earlier, I mean, it's got to stop. We're all supposed to, kind of like Rodney King, why can't we all just get along? You'd think out of all the time on Earth here, that thousands of years that men living together, that they just can't get along. But no, every day they're making new inventions to kill each other. Just, it's amazing like that. Anyway, Fred in Michigan. Good evening, Fred. Sorry to put you on hold there for so long.
No, that's okay. Saturday night, I heard Elle Whitney, she was airing a YouTube presentation by the title, Israel Beyond Apartheid. Israel Beyond Apartheid.
I think I've seen that. I think I've seen that.
And what most people don't know, especially I'm sure in this audience or any audience, is that the week prior to AIPAC, taking over D.C., there's this group called IRMEP, Institute for Research, Middle East Policy, and they do a conference called the Washington Report on Middle East Affairs. And it's been going down, I think, for 7 years now. And anyway, so this woman, Susan Abuhawa, a very brilliant scholarly gal, does a presentation regarding the totally diabolical horrors of Israel since its inception. And I mean, I won't even go into the specifics, but I hope people like Fred and your previous caller will go and view, hear that, Israel beyond apartheid. And after that, there are, there's numerous other presenters. There's a brilliant Palestinian JD from, let's see, I don't know, University of Michigan, whatever. And she organized in 2010 in response to the Gaza slaughter of 2008 by the Israeli
but every 4 years. Yeah, mowing the lawn every 4 years.
So they she organized this rescue flotilla with humanitarian aid for the Gazans. And so this report is entitled partially the flotilla raid. 2016 is when they gave this conference where she makes this presentation. All right, so what happens is the IDF at 1:30 in the morning, May the 30th of 2010, intercepts the flotilla, well, radio intercept, and they were informed that all the ships, there were three or four ships with all the humanitarian aid, these are all American flag vessels, et cetera. No weapons. We're not a threat. 3 hours later, they get attacked. So what happens subsequently is they, after they get back here, after being tortured over in Israel, and by the way, if anybody like Fred or anyone else objects to my description of Israel as the curse, scourge, and cancer of planet Earth, I direct you to Michael Hoffman on YouTube.
I follow him on Twitter.
Judaism Discovered, Judaism Strange God. Michael Hoffman also did the Great Holocaust Trial book of 2010, reissued in 2010, which proves beyond any doubt whatsoever that the so-called Holocaust survivor testimonies and the experts, the Israeli scientist experts on the chemical gas chambers and ovens, yada, 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 are all engaged in manufactured fraud and perjury. And it was proved three times, 85, 88, 2002, when for the third time they went after Ernst Zundel. And Paul Fromm of Canada and Doug Christie, the attorney, and his associates defended and repelled the Jewish onslaught of horrors. And by the way, one of the men, a prominent African American professor from a major university in Boston, a professor, can't remember his name now, but he wrote a book.
I got another call coming, so.
Okay, he wrote the book, Jewish Onslaught, Tony Martin, Professor Tony Martin, PhD. Okay, he's on YouTube also, Jewish Onslaught and Others, Jewish Tactics in
Did
the
Did you see David Irving and Michael Hoffman's video together?
Yeah, and David Irving is a great one. But I'm telling you, we have to go after the swine scum on the basis of these scholars and their scholarship. It is irrefutable, unimpeachably accurate. Okay? That's how we defeat this satanic swine scum curse on planet Earth.
Well, Fred, the light gets brighter and brighter, and that's why more and more people are waking up. Anyway, I got to cut you loose here, and I got a break coming up here right in a few seconds here. But hey, I do appreciate you calling in, though. Okay, I guess I hung up there, Mike. I've got a break coming up here, but if you want to start talking here, I can go ahead and run you through the break there and pick you up after there too. Okay, good evening.
Well, good evening to you. I think in general, Christians need to emphasize what was fulfilled. I can get into that on the other side of the break, but so much of what people like to talk about.
Yeah, that's fine. Well, you know, Mike, that's just it. Sometimes I wish it was a three-hour show, then sometimes I wish I could just sit back and play with my dogs. But, you know, the point is, like I was mentioned earlier, you know, Christ came to fulfill the law just as much as the so-called signs of the end times. The signs of the end times were of his presence, not of his coming. And a lot of people miss out on that. That's why we're able to see so much coming into light now.
Well, it increases your faith, and the Pope is talking about that. And I've heard skeptics talk about this for a very long time, and intellectuals talking about how Christ did not know much about what he was talking about. And it's because they're looking at the ink blots the wrong way.
Yeah.
You know? You can see different things if you start to look at, look at all that was fulfilled, and that proves his prophecy, and it increases your faith. And that proves who he was, who he said he was. And I don't think a lot of people understand the significance.
I think
not seeking for him in the inner rooms. I mean, he said,
you know,
that.
Mike, I was just going to say, I think one of the best ones to think about is do not be misled. God is not one to be mocked. And, you know, there'll be those at the end that keep saying there is no God. I mean, this is what we're having right now. When you look at Christianity and actual, not just Christianity, but people themselves are just dropping religion. And this is part of that agenda. And this is to make you or met you into that or mold you into that new world order.
Well, there's a lot that gets missed because people don't put it in the relevance of who was being talked to, what was going on at the time, which the people were occupied by Rome. And I think it was they were under judgment, being occupied, because what did he do? He went in there and kicked over the money changers' tables because they turned his father's house into a den of thieves. And All these people that want to rebuild the temple must have skipped over the part where it says, can you not see ye are the temples? Why does people want to rebuild a temple? I don't get that. It's like you're going to set aside the cross and say, it doesn't mean anything. Good, we're going to start back animal sacrifice. You know, turning back to the shadow. You know, how often does that get preached? And you get, was it the church at Galatians where he said, I fear that everything I've said to you is in vain because you're wanting to turn back and keep all these rituals that I freed you from, all the days and years and things like that. You know,
well, that's like when you mentioned there the tipping of the tables. I mean, remember, those tables, in fact, were needed there because people traveled a long distance and they needed to atone for their sins by buying doves or whatever like that, you know. And, of course,
there's approved money. You had to have temple shekels, but the money changers were taking more than the temple got. So they got the first tenth, which is what God's supposed to get. They were taking
and they were blocking the actual way to God. And this is what they do with most churches today. It's like all these TV evangelists and stuff. They keep having these faith pledges. You know, if you do a faith pledge right now of $1,000 like that, you know, it's not about the money. And these guys fly around in jets and stuff and want another jet. You know, it's not about that's greed.
Well, you'll always say, he says you'll always have the poor with you. So I don't think that it is very faith building to say that if you tithe correctly to the right guy off your TV or down the street, that it's going to make you prosperous.
No, but I think
of
that.
Lots of ways to be. His kingdom is a spiritual kingdom. It's not.
That's right. I think of the guy that says that when he every day or every payday when he got paid, he used to throw his money up in the air and whatever God wanted, he could keep. And that's, I mean, this is how they scalp people today. And then you find out, like a lot of churches today, because, you know, to keep their 501c3 charter like that, they, you know, it's like that Romans 8, give unto Caesar what's due to Caesar, you know. They
the story about Go Fish.
Yeah.
The story about Go Fish, a lot of people leave that out. There's no verse that says, and lo, he went and threw a line in the water and paid the tithe. The whole story was absurd. Here he was around this man who was performing these miracles that they thought was the Son of God, and he obligated him to pay taxes to the Caesar. And he's, you know, right. And then he said, you know, since you've done this absurd thing, why don't you go pull up a fish out of the water and pay the tithe with the coin that's in its mouth? It doesn't say he went and did that. I think right. that, you know, it could be seen as humor even. I mean, that's how absurd the idea was, that you're going to try to charge God tax for Caesar. I mean, that's just ridiculous. But, you know, and same thing with Jonah. I think Jonah is, you can look at Jonah as humor. You know, the way things are going in this country, I sure hope my shade is not cut down, because I've certainly been right about a lot of things in the last 25 years.
And, yeah, that's how it works. Anyway, I'll tell you what, though, Mike, I'm going to let you go here, because I'm coming up on my last few minutes here, and I got two more important stories to get out.
Okay, well, Heavens and Earth.
I do appreciate you calling.
Heavens and Earth is a way to talk about the inner rooms. You need to relook at that, because Heavens and Earth will pass away, but my words do not or will not, and that Heavens and Earth did pass away, people. All
and
right?
The Earth is always referred to as humans, because remember, the Bible says that the Earth shall stand till time's indefinite.
And so what earth was it that passed away in 70 A.D.? That would be the Old Covenant people.
That's right, yeah. Anyway, thanks for calling in, okay?
Bye.
All right, thank you. Anyway, the reason I wanted to, and I hated to cut him off like that, because there's a lot of stuff going on. Right now, and this is making news here, that there is a super fungus now that kills off nearly half of its victims in 90 days, and it's being spread globally. And people should pay attention to this here. And I always think of this when I look around, like, say, at Japan, and I see all these people, you know, just regular videos of Japan, but always people are wearing these face masks and stuff because of, it's not just pollution, but it's because of close quarters all the time. And like this is articles out of New York Times, and this is like in May, where an elderly man was admitted to the Brooklyn branch of the Mount Sinai Hospital, and this started out with some kind of an abdominal sense of, symptoms there, but it shows you how things can quickly spread, and why I love the country out here. But anyway, that's just one. And so you might look that up there if you're curious about it. But that is spreading, and it seems like it's a bacteria, or what do you call it, resistant to a lot of there you go. But it's resistant to a lot of the antibiotics and stuff. The U.S. and Saudi coalition have targeted another school over in Yemen again. I mean, who would have thought? Anyway, one of the things I thought was really funny here before the show closes. There is from foreignpolicy.com, and I mean, this goes to show you how paranoid people get at times, but they say Russia now is tricking the GPS system to protect Putin. And of course, this appears every time Putin gets around any naval yards and stuff, which would be a military target. But anyway, without got my end of the show here. You want to go ahead and play that clip there, and I'll go ahead and say good evening to everyone. Thanks to those in the chat room, Kenneth, you, and also the listeners out there. We'll see you next Sunday here. Thank you for tuning in.
Well, thank you. That's all for now, enemies, but there'll be more of the same tomorrow night. Until then, this is Orphan Ann, your number one enemy, reminding you GIs always to be good. Goodbye now.
Cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hand seemed to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is